The sound of Melissa's voice rose, interrupting his restless thoughts.
Rocky!
There was a sudden banging at his bedroom window. He started and sat up, staring. Melissa was there, her face white. He couldn't hear her anymore, but when her lips formed a word, he knew what she was saying.
Rocky!
His name, nothing more. He heard more banging and realized it was coming from the front door. He leaped out of bed and checked the clock. It was still early, just after 8 p.m. He looked back to his bedroom window, but no one was there. Too many teen slasher movies, he decided. They were fun, though. The girls crawled all over you after a slasher movie, and Haley, completely at home with her sexuality, had been no exception, for which his raging hormones would be eternally grateful. But she had realized he was really planning on leaving, while she just wanted to get married and have babies. So now, when the movie ended, she was all over Vince or Jack as she tried to figure out who was the best candidate for marriage and settling down. He didn't care. He knew he wasn't what Haley wanted. He just didn't like it that now Melissa Wilson, apparently with Haley's blessing, was yearning after him all the time. It was odd, he thought. If it was slasher movies that unnerved him, it should have been some kind of a homicidal monster at his window, a killer in a human skin mask or something. Instead, he saw the face of Melissa Wilson. She was 5'3 and 100 pounds, tops. Not too scary. Whatever, she was gone, and the banging at the front door continued. He got up and went to see what was going on. It was Vince.
Hey, man,
his friend demanded.
Your mom's working late?
His mother was a vice president at a small ad agency. In reality, she was a glorified assistant with a title instead of a decent salary.
Yeah, he told Vince. They're shooting that Welcome to Salem ad tonight in Peabody.
Close enough, I guess. I got a couple of beers. Come on out, we'll hang in the truck, and that way we can toss them quick if she shows up,
Vince said. Rocky shook his head.
My mom can smell beer a mile away.
Chicken!
Yeah, well, that and our English test is tomorrow, and I have to ace it, Rocky said.
Wow, some wild and crazy hotshot you are,
Vince said. Rocky shrugged.
You said you're going to community college until you figure out what you want to do. Well, I know what I want.
NYU or Harvard, Vince said, grinning. Maybe Yale.
Notre Dame. But hey, I'll sit in the back of the truck and watch you down a few.
Vince shrugged.
Suit yourself.
Vince was huge, 6'4", close to 300 pounds. He was great to have on the football field. He might have taken it somewhere. He just didn't have the ambition.
I don't get you, buddy,
Vince said, opening the back of his Ford pickup and crawling into the bed. As he did so, another car drove up. It was an ancient Toyota. Best Jack could buy, and then only with his dad's help.
Hey!
Jack called. He wasn't as big as Vince. He was lean, with wiry muscles.
Come and join us, back of the pickup,
Vince said as Jack got out and greeted them with a grin.
Haley hasn't got you cornered?
Don't know what's up. I think the girls were going shopping. Now hand me a beer.
See, Rocky, that's what boys do when the girls aren't around. They drink beer and watch football,
Vince said.
There aren't any games on, Rocky reminded him.
Okay, so we settle for drinking beer, Vince said.
School night, Rocky said, and I have plans to get out of this town.
Vince looked at Jack and Rocky, grinning.
Rocky, you got it all wrong. Peabody is a great place. Close to the action in Boston, when you want action. Away from people when you don't want a crowd.
Jack laughed.
I think you're talking about the wheat fields of Kansas or something. We have neighbors almost on top of us.
Vince popped a beer and lay back on one of the plastic cushions he kept in the truck for entertaining, as he called it, looking up at the sky.
Yeah. In some places, you got old Victorian on top of old Victorian. But there's still some wooded land available, and reasonably priced, too. I get some trust money when I graduate, and I'm buying land,